Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
A scribe, which would be one who studies and teaches the things of God, every man who's knowledgeable and versed in the kingdom of God is like a householder who brings out of his treasures things old and things new. Another way of saying that is things familiar and things unfamiliar. And that's how he taught. How am I going to explain to you what mostly is invisible right now? The kingdom of God. Well, how would he explain it to them? By something they knew about. Something they worked with every day. He said, y'all know about fishing? Oh, yeah, we fish every day. It's like that. It's like somebody throws a net and catches, right? Y'all know about farming, don't you? Oh, yeah, we just planted, you know, all these acres. It's like somebody who sows seed. And so we really already know a lot more about kingdom principles than we think we do. I said, we already know a lot more about kingdom principles than we think we do. Why? Because everything in this natural world is patterned after spiritual realities. We just have to make the connections. We know about the natural world. We just have to make the connections. And that's what he's doing here. He said, verse 2, what? The kingdom of heaven is like. What's it like? Now, as I read this, are you with me today? Are you hungry to find out about the kingdom of God? Is Jesus teaching us? Then there's revelation right here. Then we're saying, Lord, show us. Show us how it is. What's the kingdom of heaven like? It's like a certain king which made a marriage for his son. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. And they what? They wouldn't come. Is that happening now? You see, this is not just a story. This is how the kingdom of God is operating right now. Is there a King of Kings? Is he preparing things? Is he calling people to come? Yeah. And are people not coming in masses? They are. And so he sent forth other servants and he said, tell them which are bidden. What's another way of saying bidden? Called or invited. Tell those who are called, who are invited, look, now I've prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed and all things are ready. Notice he didn't say we were just having stale bread today. Does God spread a rich table? Is he a God of increase and plenty and prosperity? He said, man, we got the ox. We got the prime rib. We got the T-bone. We got the porterhouse. Huh? We got the good stuff. We got the fat stuff. All things are ready. So come. Come on. Come to the marriage. Verse 5. Now get this. Get this. So you know the Lord's kingdom is developing and will soon show up on the outside, and the Lord is preparing everything and he's calling. How many know he told us the good news, go into all the world, right? And call people, come. And you would think everybody would go, yeah. What did he say? What did he say? They did what? They made light of it and they went their ways. One to his farm, another to his merchandise. Skip down to verse 8. He said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. But he didn't quit. He said, go into the highways and anybody you find, the winos, the streetwalkers. That's what he's talking about. The streets. Go to the streets and invite them. How many understand Jesus is no respecter of persons? And you know, you read other passages of Scripture. One reason the Pharisees and Sadducees and some of those leaders got so mad at Jesus was some of the things he said about the kingdom. One thing he said the publicans and harlots are getting into the kingdom before you. Oh, that made them mad. Oh, that made, they thought, because they looked down on the publicans and harlots. Ooh, they thought, yeah, that's the scum of the earth, you know, and we're so holy and pure. He said, they're getting in the kingdom of God ahead of you. Now, why? Simply this. They came. They showed up. Oh, can you get this now? Can you get people who are so religious and so holier than thou? The Lord called them and they were too busy. They had too much going on. And he said, well, hit the streets. Invite anybody. Everybody. So they shook a wino that was laying there and said, you want to come to the master's wedding? He said, let me check my schedule. Yep. Free food. I can come. And so he shows up. Oh, come on now. Are y'all with me on this? Jesus is teaching us how the kingdom of God operates. It ain't about everything you've done and who knows you and all of your works. Will you show up? Will you show up when he calls? That's the big deal. Will you not make light of his thing? Will you let the kingdom of God be first? And when he calls, don't make any difference what you got on the calendar. Or are y'all with me this morning now? See, this is the deal. Go to, back to Luke. You were there. Go to Luke 14. Verse 12. Luke 14, 12. Then said he to him that bade him, when you make a supper, call not your friends or your brothers or your kinsmen or rich neighbors, lest they also bid you again and recompense be made thee. But when you make a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you'll be blessed because they can't pay you back. You'll be recompensed at the resurrection. Amen. We've dabbled in that just a little bit. We're going to do it some more. Right? How many like it? You like the idea of this? But we must have direction and wisdom how to do it. And verse 15, when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. See, Jesus talked about the kingdom so much until all the people around him, they're talking about the kingdom. So he said, man, won't it be something to be able to eat bread with y'all in the kingdom of God? And you know, he's talked about it so much that when they were approaching Jerusalem near the end, the Bible said his disciples thought the kingdom of God was going to immediately appear. He talked about it so much, they were primed for it. In fact, you remember what they fussed about? Who's going to be what? The greatest in what? How has this escaped us? How important this was to them, how much they talked. You remember two of the disciples' mom came by. Said, Jesus, can I talk to you just a minute? Remember that? He said, sure, what? What? I hate to ask you this. But when you come into your kingdom, see, this is what they thought about day and night. She said, could my boys sit on your side, one on the left, one on the right? Because see, to them, the kingdom is everything. Everything. The kingdom, and the kingdom is the total future. Won't be long. There'll be no more republic of, nation of, United States of, anything. That was too weak. He said, I'm an American, Brother Keith. There'll always be in the USA. No, there won't. I'm an American. Thank God for our freedoms and what God has given us. But soon and very soon, there'll be no USA. There'll be no republic of anything. Nation of anything. We talked about that. The vision that God gave Daniel. He saw the different kingdoms that would come and rule over the earth. And in the end, there was a great stone like a mountain cut out without hands. And it came and it hit those other kingdoms and they were blasted to dust. And then that stone that was cut out without hands filled up the whole earth. And Revelation says that the kingdoms of this world, they will have become the kingdoms of our God. And He shall reign and we will reign with Him forever and ever and ever. And it's not long off. It's not long off. And I tell you, as this thing begins to unfold, nobody is going to care about all this junk that people spend so much time doing right now. It won't make any difference how much money you made or how much stuff you had or how famous you were. Won't mean a thing.
That's right. Amen.
Did you know God?
Yes.
Does God know you?
Amen.
Were you kingdom minded? Did you serve Him? Did you use your little fleeting life to advance His kingdom?
Amen.
That's all that's going to matter. That's all that's going to be rewarded. That's all that's going to exist beyond this. Aren't you happy and glad that you're not just out lost somewhere and ain't got a clue, but you're in here? Oh, come on now. And you're getting insight into this and you can have faith that you're not just going to blow your life on nothing, but you're going to make a difference in the kingdom of God. Say it out loud. I will make a difference.
I will make a difference.
My life will matter.
My life will matter.
And make a difference.
Make a difference
in the kingdom of God. Now you must believe that. Don't you believe the devil's lies? He'll come and say, oh, you ain't ever done nothing for the kingdom of God and you ain't going to. What can you do? What do you got to offer? That's the devil. Tell him to shut up. You are made of God. You're created of God. You have unique graces and gifts. You are one of a kind. You do have something to offer. It's not about can you do anything for the kingdom of God. That's not even a question. What's the question? Will you come? Will you show up? Will you answer when He calls?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Time for the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Ransom, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402E. That's R1402E, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.